Good evening and welcome to Politically Incorrect for the 2nd of February. It's already February, folks. 2023 on Thursday night, 10 p.m. This week's topic is One World Slavery, brought to you by EternalAffairsMedia.com, also known as EA Truth Media. Your host tonight is myself, Andrew Schechter, author of Darkwater Game Over, and two-time delegate for Donald Trump at the Republican National Convention. Should you feel led to plant a financial seed in our media ministry, please visit donate.eamedia.online or visit store.eamedia.online. Please help keep the truth online. Stop for a moment for a prayer. Heavenly Father, we're going to make this simple tonight. In all your glorious graciousness, we pray that you support all those people who are trying to make a difference in the world, those judges and people that are up for election this year, and all those great citizens who are taking positions of power in our school districts, the school districts that are trying to suppress your great name, O Lord. Give them strength to get into these offices. Give them strength to change the world. Give them strength to bring the word of God back to our great nation. Pray these things in your heavenly, glorious name. Amen. Donor list we have. It was January's list. I don't have a February list. It's Andy, Dave, Marcy, Bedlam, one-time donors. We've got current Truth Premium subscribers, Linda, David, Bruce, Sharla, and Gary. And patrons, Alicia and Dan. So, and a couple of things here. Happy Groundhog Day. Why is it Groundhog? How come the Groundhog always... what do you have against Ruth? Ruth, E.A.? EA Truth Radio. Yeah, okay, Zayman. That's great. EA Ruth. There you go. Nothing against Ruth. In fact, Ruth is one of my favorite chapters in the Bible, one of my favorite stories. Happy Groundhog Day, Eric says. And, you know, it's Groundhog. Well, someone asked me today at work, why does the groundhog always see a shadow? I said, if you came out in the middle of winter and you had 16,000 watts, rather, of the TV lights shining down on you, I think you'd probably see your shadow, too. I don't think it matters what the sun's doing at this point. So anyway, and thanks, Zig. I caught your podcast the other day. It was really nice. I'm going to try to catch some more of them, too. Been really busy. And I've been sick. I'm still sick. For those who have been here the past couple of weeks, know that I've been sick for almost 3 weeks now. And it's changing. It goes from my chest to my head to my feet. I don't know. It's all over the place. It's in the head now, but it's a lot better than it was. At least I'm not seeing double and having blinding headaches. And hi, Marilyn, Anna. Good to see you. How's a cat doing, Anna? She's got a new cat. My daughter's got a new cat. Crazy as a Democrat, it seems. It just goes all over the place and disappears and hides and runs and hides. So, but anyway, lots of good things tonight. And let's see. All right. Independent creators, like through. I'm looking at some topics. I always read the notes that come up here. If I miss any, I've got a lot to go on tonight. I might miss some stuff, so just yell at me really loud if I miss something. Yes, Anna says that the cat stole her nail file and dropped it behind the couch somewhere. Hi, Marilyn. Good to see you here. All right, we got a pretty good turnout already for the night. I want to start out with some topics. We're going to get into this modern day slavery in just a minute. It's very interesting. It's a really great topic to consider. But we're going to get a couple things first. As we build up our crowd here, we're going to go for just a reminder for those who haven't been around in a while. The podcast runs a little bit over. We don't go a full hour or 45 minutes, but we go about 35, 40 minutes sometimes, depending on the topic, or however far I can stand before I go crazy. Anyway, did you hear about Nikki Haley, folks? Hi, Sam. I am. Nikki Haley has an announcement on February 15th, I heard. Now, these are all rumors. I'm just going to throw it out to you because this was, I forget where I read this. Someone said that she's might be running for president, but then they're saying, well, she was going to run for vice president. So keep February 15th on your calendar and hopefully we'll hear something. unlike Trump with all of his announcements where it's, you know, every day there was, he's going to come in at 9 o'clock. He'll be on Fox at 9 o'clock. He'll be on here. He'll be, you know, hopefully Nikki Haley actually shows up. So maybe if Nikki runs, we'll have Nikki Haley, Trump, DeSantis, Pence, and I guess we're going to, you got to assume that Cruz and some of the other idiots are going to get in there too. Do you support the military industrial complex? Yeah. Okay. You're absolutely right. Hi, Joanne. Welcome aboard. All right. Another really cool thing. I love it. The Democrats got so crazy. I've never seen the Democrats go so nuts. I love it. I love watching this, folks. Biden is going to approve drilling for natural gas in Alaska. Maybe he can use the natural gas to generate electricity for his electric cars that his great transportation secretary wants. I just love that. And the Democrats went absolutely berserk. It was absolutely wonderful. I love to see that. Nothing like a crazy Democrat going nuts. All right. Let's see. There's another one. You know, the whole world seems to be dropping out and quitting. In our local races, the political races, it's not just politics, but it's in the actual infrastructure of government. People are just dropping out and leaving. It's like there's something big going down. I'm telling you right now, we had in our county, in our state, we had our state senator, our state representative. We had some of the people on the county committee. There's a list. It goes miles long. Our prothonotary, all these people are just dropping out like flies and just quitting all of a sudden. And, you know, there's some crazy stuff going on, folks. You want to keep your eyes open too. Caught a couple of podcasts on gas prices and shortage. Apparently, there's a huge shortage of gasoline and petroleum. They're predicting $5 plus for the price of gasoline by summer. $5 plus. Assassinated. It's interesting. I didn't hear about that. Eric says there was a Republican councilwoman in New Jersey who was assassinated. And that's, I haven't heard about that one. A targeted attack. I went to look into that, but yeah, a black woman too. Okay. But that's another thing that they're going after these people. They're going after politicians. Nobody wants to get in the middle because it's so darn dangerous. It really is. It's crazy. Yeah, good pipeline in PA. Exactly, Zig. That's right. In the pipelines, you have to look at the pipeline stories about how the pipeline actually works. And it was actually not what it should have been. Trump had the plan down pat, but a lot of what should have gone through Pennsylvania, the pipeline was supposed to go through Pennsylvania. That would have been the one that would actually have delivered oil from Canada and through the Alaska pipeline. That was canceled. That's a whole other story. And that started at a local level. It started at a PA level. And because some stupid spotted owl or something. I don't know. Hey, how about one last thing? Then we're going to get on to the topic of the night. One last thing. So how about the whales getting beached? And nobody seems to know what's going on with the whales getting beached. They're all getting beached off the Atlantic coast. And the marine biologists are saying, well, you know, it could be something that we have to do it and they're getting hit by boats. Maybe their navigation systems are off, et cetera. Well, how about all the windmills that they just planted out in the middle of the ocean? Do you imagine those things are scaring the whales and chasing them on the shore? They don't talk about that. Not one of the marine biologists mentioned that all these occurrences are near where there's offshore windmills. How about that selective reporting? Isn't that cool? Well, we got to believe the science, though. We got to believe the scientists who don't know how to do science. So there you have it. So enough of the off topic. I want to get into this other thing because there's a couple things that got me started on this. So for those who don't realize it, we are the modern day slaves. We are just like the Jews in Egypt. We are slaves to the Pharaoh. And the Pharaoh... And the windmills blow up too. Eric says that the windmills are top heavy and falling over. Yeah, and they're leaking oil too, by the way. I don't know if you saw that. They're all leaking out oil into the oceans now. It's really great. Really, really good thing for the environment. Anyway, so we are slaves, all of us. You can pass this word on because people should start looking at this. You know, the slaves, if you read the Bible and you read history books and archaeology books, you realize that the slaves of Egypt had easier than we do now. Really. I mean, they were given their food, their lodging. I mean, it was a tough life. They were hauling rock and whatever. They got whipped if they didn't do their jobs, but they got fed. They got a place to stay. You know, three hots in a cot, like they say. We don't even get that. We have to earn our keep, and we still get beat up for it, and we still get taken over by it. And who's the Pharaoh today? And I mean, you can say that, you know, Joe Biden's a Pharaoh. That's not right. The Pharaoh is what we call the deep state. The deep state is run by the European Union for the most part, and foreign nationals. We have to bow down to them because in order to do business, in order to do international commerce, we have to suck up to whatever the foreign trade wants. So we become part of that, and then they become rulers over us. They're the Pharaoh, the World Economic Forum, the United Nations, United Nations Security Councils, and all their other departments and divisions, the World Bank. That's our Pharaoh today. That's who is over us. They be like, "Oh, you're kidding me, yeah, Schechter. What's the story? We're not slaves." Well, let's look up the meaning of slavery. Bondage is a definition. It's a synonym of bondage. When you talk about bondage, they talk about slavery. So when you're enslaved, you're in bondage. And the definition of bondage is the tenure or service of a serf or enslaved person. Okay, so we're in bondage, which is a slavery. It's our term for slavery. It's a state of being bound. Now, listen closely to this. You need to listen to the words. This is a Webster's Dictionary. Bondage is a state of being bound. Bondage, bound. Usually by compulsion, as of law or mastery. Now, give that a lot of thought. Law or mastery. See captivity and serfdom also. Bondage is servitude or subjugation to a controlling person or force. You know, I love when Webster's Dictionary comes up and takes one big ass word and replaces and defines it with another big ass word. So I had to look up subjugation to make sure I knew what it meant. So servitude or subjugation to a controlling person or force. A subjugation means to bring under control and governance as a subject, to conquer, to subdue. Now I want you to put this together and tell me we are not slaves to the deep state right now. We're not, you know, and an example here is young people are in bondage to drugs. So I want, you know, let's take an example. Now, people have said things like, you know, people have said things, yeah, New World Order, exactly, Eric. People have said things like, we're enslaved. We can do what we want. Well, you know, people have retributed this. A lot of folks I know to, oh yeah, well, you got a mortgage. Now you're enslaved by the mortgage. No, you're not. You don't have to live where you're living. Oh, we got all this credit debt. We're enslaved to credit. No, you're not. Get rid of it. Go bankrupt. You know, go live in a box somewhere. You're not enslaved to that, but you are enslaved to a lot of what the government's doing today, like forcing us to buy electric vehicles, where we don't have a say in that. You know, when you're being forced means you don't have a choice. So all of a sudden you've got to buy an electric oven. You got to buy an electric vehicle. You didn't have a choice or a say in that. You didn't have a vote in that. Not one person in the United States of America had a vote in whether or not we're going to go all electric in vehicles in the next 10 years or 20 years, whatever they think. Not one of us, folks. You know, and the other thing, we're going to get into this in about 30 seconds, but I got to throw my quick pitch. Yeah, I got a quick pitch now. A really great new sponsor. And we'd like to give a shout out to our great supporter of Swag Dials, swagdials.com. You can visit their website for affordable luxury watches and jewelry and other cool items. And I've been up to that site. You got to check it out. It's at swagdials.com. It's one of our new sponsors. Please do support our sponsors. They support our podcast, as do you, being here every Thursday night at 10 p.m. on Podbean. So please do check out our great sponsor for the night tonight, swagdials.com. All right. Now, all right. So I was looking at what we've taken away from us. They want to get rid of the petroleum. They don't think about these things. Did they give us a vote? Did they give our scientists a vote? Did they ask us our opinion of any of this? See, that's where the difference becomes being a republic, or even being a democracy, which is not a good thing. And there, you know, there's a lot of democratic nations have failed because of that. But even as a republic, we're supposed to have representation. Was any of us, I want to ask you all, I mean, I think about this real long and hard. Has any one of you, my listeners, have you been asked by your representatives how you feel about electric cars? Anyone? Anyone? I hear the clock ticking in the background. I don't hear any voices. Not one. Nope, there's Eric. Nope, absolute nope. But we're being forced to do that. We're being forced to buy a new house that has an electric stove because we're not allowed to put a pipeline in. And even if the house has a pipeline, you're not allowed to put a stove in it. If it's new construction, even the pipeline's right at the street in a lot of places. And that's going to be the way it's going to go in the future. I mean, everything. Now, look at medicines. You know, medicines, you're expected to go see a doctor for everything, every issue you have. You know, I'm going to tell you something about doctors, folks. Do we have a choice in our country to self-medicate for, not for everything, but for some of the minor ailments? You know, we have rules that say we can't even, you know, up till a few years ago, you couldn't even buy nasal decongestants, let alone, you know, something even. I have eczema, and I have a prescription drug for eczema. I've got to go to a doctor, spend hundreds of dollars to be looked at for the doctor to say, yeah, I'll refill your prescription. What's with that? What's with that? It's like high powered hydrocortisone, and you got to get a prescription for it. You know, if you got your cat gets sick, you got to get a prescription for it. It's like, I understand their concern for antibiotics and you know, but again, it's just like the you know what that we had with the disease going around. I'm not even going to say it because I don't want to get censored by some of our outlets, but being forced to do the things they made us do during that time period and being forced to shut down our businesses. To shut down our businesses. You know, we always say that, you know, in a free economy, in a free nation, the commerce will be self-ruling, so to speak. You know, if you have a business and there's a serious disease going around that people are afraid to come out, you're automatically going to say, look, I can't hire and keep my employees on staff. You're going to shut yourself down. Or find a way to work around it, just like they forced us to. But now to have that shoved up your backside, say you can't work, you and your employees can't work for a living. Yeah, even the slaves in Egypt, under the whips and chains of Pharaoh, were allowed to work. They worked through everything. They worked through locusts. They worked through locusts. They worked through all kinds of plagues, Black Plague. You know, everything. They were working and they were eating and they were sleeping. Nobody said, you got to go in your hut and put a mask on and shut up until this is over. Then you got to get jabbed and stuck with some snake oil. God, the slaves in Egypt had a better life than we do. We're less free than the slaves in Egypt. I defy anybody to tell me otherwise. You read a lot of history and there's a lot of the Bible when you read into the Bible too, but of the history of those times, and it's like, you know, they had more freedom than we have today. Now here's the clincher, folks. One of the things that people love to do is go out in the wilderness and say, I'm going to be a prepper. I'm going to go out and I'm going to get away from it. Now preppers, there's a difference between preppers and self-reliance. Self-reliant people. By the way, it's not one of our sponsors, but I do love to promote this Self-Reliance magazine. It used to be called Backwoods Home until they had a fight. The publisher died basically, and the son tried to take it over, and the daughter. And they ran two concurrent magazines. Anyway, Self-Reliance is a great magazine. It gives you a lot of wonderful information on how to raise a garden and raise animals and cook, and I mean just all the stuff that you heat your house and without. To be on your own, and it's really a great magazine. But a lot of things I got out of that were kind of interesting because there's a difference between self-reliance and preparedness. The preppers, what they call the preppers, are the ones that go out and they stock up for a minimum of 72 hours. Some of them plan for 2 weeks, and some of them have what they call a bug out kit, where they'll go and they'll leave forever. And they have a place to go, they have places that they go to, but it's never meant to be a permanent issue. They're supposed to eventually go back after things are resolved. It might be a year, might be 2 years, might be 10 years, but they've got a plan to come back. Whereas those that are self-reliant want to go out and say, I'm done with the world. Now, the Amish consider themselves to be self-reliant. Now, look at what the Amish do. The Amish would never go to Monsanto and buy seed for their crops. They never would. You know, I want you to think about this. The farms, we have farms out. We had a farmer out here that was sued by Monsanto and another one by ConAgra because their genetically engineered plants that they were growing. By the way, everything you get in the supermarket today is genetically engineered, whether it says so or not. I was reading up on that too. Almost every plant and almost every animal that eats those plants is essentially genetically engineered. But this farmer, it was two farmers in a town, little town called Nescopec, were sued because their crops were too close to the road and they were cross-pollinating. And it wasn't the fact that they were cross-pollinating on somebody else's property. It was the fact that their patented, copyrighted, patented, custom DNA-generated seed was being stolen, essentially, or given away to that neighbor. They're not allowed to share that. They're not allowed to save seed. And the seeds are actually generated so that when the parents reproduce seed, the seed's going to be mutated. So you can't use it. What the hell good is that? What's with that? So now you've got the Amish still have their seeds that they've kept for years and years and years for stuff. I mean, they're one of the few in the Mennonites, and some of the others are out there growing their own food. And you know, the Amish, I think the Amish are cool. The Amish are real. I don't even know what to call them. I mean, I don't even know how they became the way they are. The Amish is the only sect, the only group in the entire United States of America, save aside for the Native American population, that can do whatever the hell they want and still live within the federal government. I mean, the Native Americans, they have their own governance. You know, they run themselves in the spaces that they're given. It's their own nation. That's why they call them the Indian Nation. But the Amish are running under American rule. They're under the rule of the United States of America, the United States Congress and the Constitution. They don't pay a dime in tax. They don't pay income tax, folks. How do they get away with that? And why can't somebody else apply for that? Why can't you say, look, I don't believe in the government. I'm going to become Amish. I'm going to start my own sect. You know, there's something not kosher here, folks. There's just something not right. But I digress. But it is to say that they are living independent, basically. They are the true self-reliant community, if you will. And I'm amazed. I am impressed. They are smart. They are sharp. They are, if you've never, I don't know if you have Amish in your area or any kind of, you know, Mennonites or any of them, these certain groups, Mennonites don't have as much freedom as the Amish, but the Amish, they do whatever the hell they want. But I'll tell you, they can build a barn in 2 days. They'll get 30, 40 guys together and put that barn up. You know, they know the old school. You know, there's a lot of things about the Amish that are absolutely wonderful. You know, it's crazy because, yeah, you're right. Eric says we never were a democracy. No, we're not. We're not a democracy. At one point, it was called a democratic republic because we had democratic elections to elect our representatives. People don't like to call it because it's got the word Democrat in it. But we're actually a constitutional republic is what we are. No, we're not a representative. We're sort of a democratic republic. You're exactly right. I guess that's a good way to describe it because that's exactly what it is. But that's what they originally called it, a democratic republic. But you know, it's basically we're a republic. Anyway, so the Amish are the true self-reliant community. And nobody bothers them. The government doesn't come after them. I don't think they would want to come after. I think they'd run into some serious problem. Now, the problem is they've got their seed and everything. So now you're going to say, okay, look, I'm going to, if I can't totally sideswipe the country, then what would I do? If I can't avoid the IRS and everything else, what can I do? So what people are doing is they're getting little pieces of property, Some of them are on public lands that are that they give them the property. There's still some out there in the Midwest and the Northwest and North Central parts of our country. Others are on property that has very little taxes and very little oversight. And then they go in and they build themselves a little house because there's no rules on how you have to build them. So, you look at the town I live in, you've got a 300-page manual. If you want to build yourself a shed, you've got to adhere to everything in that 300-page manual. You've got to do a water study for the federal government and make sure you're not going to put dirty water in the Chesapeake Bay. You got to do a percolation study. There's so much crap you got to do. You got to do a ground study for the soil and saturations and the flow rates of water. Make sure you don't flow water onto somebody. You got to do all this crap. Now that's slavery. That's being enslaved, folks. You can't go out and put a deck on your house. You're not allowed to. You have no right and no rule to put a deck on your house. You can't put a sidewalk in, even though you're forced to have a sidewalk, without begging your community for permission and paying for that privilege. You can't tell me that that's not servitude, folks. That's not bondage. But anyway, I'm digressing. I always do this because there's so much involved in these. There's no one straight shot deal for any of these topics that we bring on the podcast. So let's say you want to go out to middle of Wyoming someplace, buy yourself, 20 acres of land, put up a log cabin or whatever, build it on your own. You go out there and you do that. Now you want to grow food. Well, now the latest thing is you're not going to be able to grow food. They're wanting to control us. And we went over, Eric, I'm not going to bring up the topic of the constitutional. Eric has a great constitutional topic, if you can see the screen. But we brought that up previously, and there was a reason in the old days why the representative had 2-year terms and Senate had 6. And we went over that before. We're not going to get into that tonight, but thank you, Eric. Anyway, the problem now is that the government, and it's not the government, we're being ruled by the corporocracy, which is basically corporate entities CDC, all these different departments that are out there, Food and Health Administration, all these things, Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, you just name it. It's who we're being controlled by. But now they want to take, because they're saying we're not in compliance. We're not in compliance. And, the Rona out there is getting out of hand, which I don't believe. I haven't seen any statistics come out. Our hospitals are not full of, or not empty. There's plenty of beds in our hospitals. They're still out there. I believe the disease isn't gone, but they're concerned that we're not in full compliance. And I read this article. Actually, I was shared by a couple of my friends, including Joanne on the podcast tonight. Thank you, Joanne. But I'd already seen that. There was a video about how Bill Gates owns most of the agricultural land, and also that what they're doing with it, that they're trying to take all the plants that they all the vegetables that are grown and incorporate vaccines into the vegetables, so that they don't have to give them anymore. All you have to do is eat your plants. Now the question is, they're going to genetically modify these plants with mRNA, and they're going to all be modified, so you can't eat, you won't be able to eat anything, and you won't be able to buy seed from anyone, because they're all manufactured by Monsanto, by ConAgra, the two biggies, and by Bayer, which is actually Bayer Aspirin. They're actually a big agricultural company as well. There's a lot of them out there that are doing this, and they're all going to be on. They're all in lockstep with the European Union and with the deep state. And so I did some looking, and there's very little. When you look this up, thank you again, Eric. When you look this up, there's not a lot out there. If you look up, do a search for, any of the, I've used a ton of search terms to try to find this, vaccines, et cetera, et cetera. So here's the one article and this is a good article, because this is actually from Molecular Biotechnology 2022. So this is not some you know, wacko podcaster like me out there just ranting his head off. This is fact. This is science. This is official what they're doing. Seed-based system for cost-effective production of vaccine against, in this case, chronic respiratory disease in chickens is the basic part of the article. So what it says is that the production of vaccines in plant cells, termed plant-made pharmaceuticals or molecular farming, is a promising technology for scalable production compared to mammalian cell lines like Chinese hamster ovary or bacterial cells. Plants can be grown with less of a cost and a larger scale to make vaccines and antigens and therapeutics affordable and accessible worldwide. An innovative application of this alternative system is the production of vaccines in edible tissues that can be consumed orally or deliver protein antigen without further processing. Folks, this is insane. You know, these things are going to get out there, and they're talking chickens in here. You know what they're talking? They're not talking chickens, folks. They're talking guinea pigs. That's us. You know, and then it says infectious diseases directly or indirectly affect the daily routine and businesses that result in huge economical loss. And I mean, it goes on to most of this is geared towards animals, but what goes into the animal then goes back into the meat of the animal, which you eat as consumers, and those same vaccines are going into your body. Folks, did we have a say over whether or not we want our chickens to be vaccinated? To have our crops destroyed by having random things put in them. What do we buy when we buy corn at the Agway or the local you know farmers market to grow in our garden? Do we want this crap in our seeds? You know, I for one am frustrated also with it, with this whole chicken thing, the chickens and the cows, and the chickens are a big one. I mean, you've seen the price of eggs going up. You've seen all this, you know, what's going on with this avian flu and all this other crap. Folks, there's a simple solution. You don't need to vaccinate your chickens. It's so easy. You don't need to vaccinate the friggin' chickens. You need to separate them. They're too close. You need to separate them and keep them clean. That's what the Amish do. Now, you're not going to have 10 million chickens. You're going to have 1 million chickens. But you won't have to buy vaccine. You know, it's crazy. Yeah, and underwater, Eric makes a point, and no need to vaccinate cows, pigs, and underwater creatures. They do that. You know, I just read an article that said, I'm trying to get this right. I'm going off the cuff here, so if I'm not 100% accurate, I'm going to be close. They said that farmed fish, they were talking about farmed salmon in particular, because salmon is one of the biggest farmed animals. Farmed salmon have 25% of the protein in non-farmed, in regular free range salmon. 25%. Yeah, salmon was once an endangered species. You're right. That's why they started farming it. Tell me why there's only 25% of the protein and vitamins in farmed fish. Because they farm the fish the same way they grow the fields. Like I've said this in past podcasts. In the farming these days, these huge agribusinesses, they don't bother to turn the soil over or let it go fallow like the Bible says. They go out there and they just dig up every year, dig up, dig up, dig up. When they're done digging it up and all the good stuff is taken out of the soil, then they go back and they put in nitrogen. And they throw in some calcium. You know, that's not the way to raise produce. You wonder why everybody's sick between drinking the sugared soda pop and all this other garbage, putting sugar in everything left and right. And then you got no nutrients in the food you're eating. Well, I'm going to start winding it down, folks. I'm going to tell you something that's pretty cool. Yeah, a lot of people put artificial sweeteners and pharmaceuticals and food and drinks. Yeah, think about it. The Splenda, who makes that? It's one of the big pharma makes that. Not Squibb. It's one of the other ones. It's made by a pharmaceutical company. It's not sugar. Doesn't satiate the need for sugar either, from what I'm told. But anyway, I'm going to close on this following item. The really cool thing. I used to live right outside of Philadelphia, just in the Philadelphia area. Yeah, Soylent Green. There you go. Joanne says we're headed towards Soylent Green. Absolutely. You know, it's so bad. Before I get to my last topic, yeah, exactly. And thank you, Eric. But it's absolutely crazy because I used to live near Philadelphia, and right near Philadelphia is New Jersey. And now New Jersey is known for some of the absolute best tomatoes in the world. And they don't export their tomatoes. They only stay in New Jersey and Pennsylvania and some other areas. And the interesting thing about it in Allentown and is another area that has it. That's in Pennsylvania. The coolest thing is that those tomatoes, I mean, you can eat them. It's like eating a piece of fruit. And they've done studies on those tomatoes, and they found that they're so high in mineral content, it's almost better than eating any vegetable or any fruit you could come up with. And what's the story behind it? What's the story behind that? See, New Jersey has the nation's largest pure water underground aquifer. And it's not tapped. It's not allowed to be tapped. You know, New York needed water. They wanted to tap the underground aquifer, and they were refused by the state and by the federal government because the natural, I forget what they call it, but you can't tap it. It's ancient water. It's fossilized water, basically. It's been there 10,000 years. But that water has been percolating and building up minerals and all sorts of other things over those tens of thousands of years. And when you plant those tomatoes, all that stuff comes into the soil. So you don't even have to, you know, till the soil. You just plant your tomatoes and you're done. But you can't do that everywhere. When you do that the way the farmers are doing it, you get zero nutrition out of what you grow. And that's what's happening. And through all of this, have we had a say? My last question for you, folks, have we as citizens, have our representatives come to us and said, hey, do you want to do this? Hey, what are the problems? Have they sent out a survey, a questionnaire? Have they done anything for us to ask us how we feel about it? Or do they just whip and chain us and say, take this, take that, do this, do that? Now I know how the Jews felt in Egypt. We need to escape those chains of bondage. We need to find people that are willing to stand up to that deep state, to the corporate America that's in the corporate world. It's not just America, the Chinese. We need to find people who are willing to stand up and risk their lives to save our nation. Watch closely as the elections come up, particularly this year with the judges. And you have a lot of local judges who watch very closely and then watch in 2024. And we need to get somebody in there that really respects that. Now, Donald Trump respected it, but you need the support of a Congress. We need to get Congress people in there that will support us as well. Folks, we're turning into a carriage. The pumpkins turn into a carriage very quickly. God bless everyone. We had great turnout tonight. Thank every one of you. Come back next week. Every week, Thursday, 10 p.m., we'll educate and enlighten, and we'll work together to try and save our great nation, the United States of America, and bring it back to the way it used to be and the way it should be as a great republic of the people, by the people, and for the people, and shall not perish unless we allow it to perish, folks. Okay? So let's support it. We will see you next week. And thank you, Marilyn, so much. Thank you, Sam Am. Thank you, everyone. God bless every one of you. Have a great night, a great week ahead. And we'll see you next week, same time on Podbean. Good night, everybody. God bless everyone. If you have a great week ahead.